Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with my guest over Zoom. I'm happy to have with me here for the morning interview, Haley Armstrong, who is a financial wellness program manager at Spruce Root. Haley, thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. We're here to talk about an upcoming workshop, which is it covers a topic that's a little bit touchy. So I'm really glad we're having this conversation live and on the air and for everyone to hear to sort of normalize the topic a little bit. So there's a workshop coming up in December. And what is this workshop?
Yeah, it is our financial wellness workshop, and it will be December 12th and 13th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. virtually each day.
Okay. And so what is a financial wellness workshop? What can people expect at this workshop?
Yeah, so we start off with thinking about and talking about our relationship with money and where that relationship has come from. All of us have different pasts with money, and it really does play a huge role in how our relationship presently is with money. So we start off with kind of examining that, looking how that kind of impacts where we're at today. And then we do a lot of work on budgeting, and that can be kind of a scary word for people. So I like to say a spending plan, and we take a little bit of a different approach rather than thinking about what your income is and then having, you know, X amount of money to spend the following month based off that income. We look at your current and past spending patterns and really examine what it is you're spending your money on and what you would like to be spending your money on. We come up with some financial goals. And so then we kind of evaluate the way you're spending your money and see how we can create a future budget based off of those current expenses you have and different areas that you would like to be spending your money.
So that involves looking at the way you spend your money, but then also how does that tie into your financial goals? And I'm guessing that there might be a section where you have to kind of adjust some of your spending based on what your goals are, like deciding if the spending meets those goals.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally up to person to person what those financial goals you have are and what you're spending your money on, if you're completely content with that, but you're still not able to reach a goal, then, you know, we do invite you to kind of examine and see maybe what areas are a little high or if there's somewhere you could reduce. For some folks, I think there's a lot of like pressure and maybe guilt around certain things that they spend their money on. And so we also talk about that. Like if there is something that you feel like you shouldn't be spending money on, but it does bring you a lot of joy, that should stick in your future spending plan. We're not going to tell you not to do something just because you feel guilty about it or it isn't, something that typically seems like a good financial decision. If it's something that makes you happy and brings you joy, there's nothing wrong with that. So we really work to kind of remove some of those stereotypes around finances and alleviate some of those pressures and anxieties a lot of us have when it comes to finances.
So that's sort of in the basic realm of financial, thinking about finances is maybe a little bit new for folks, but thinking about your own mindset around money. But budgeting and looking at financial goals is sort of in the maybe introductory phase of taking care of your finances. But then the workshop also goes into something that is called Ways to Build Wealth. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of the sessions we do is wealth building. And this is really for kind of folks when you're at a point where now you have a little bit of excess money, what are you doing with that money and how are you using it to continue to grow your wealth? And so we talk about a few different ways to do that. And then the other thing that we highlight in the class or the big session we have is understanding debt and credit, which is also a really great subject for a lot of folks here in Southeast. We're debt adverse, which is totally normal, but that's another really great way to kind of leverage some resources to continue to build wealth for yourself. And one of the great things that we have with this workshop is in partnership with Tongass Federal Credit Union, we have a secured credit builder card. And that is a card for anyone that is looking to increase their credit score, especially folks who maybe don't have any credit at all. This is a great introductory card, but also if you're just looking to build your credit with some diverse credit or improve that kind of credit utilization rate, which we talk all about these terms and lingo in the workshop, it's a really great place to start. And the cool part about it is typically a member would have to put up a $500 deposit to receive that credit builder card. But Spruce Root, if you complete this workshop and a few of the requirements, then we put up that $500 for you so you don't have to use your own money and can continue to build credit. And it's a really great, quick way to increase your credit score.
Okay, so part of this workshop is you might end up with a credit building card. So I think we should touch on how people can register and the cost for registration. So where do people go if they want to register? And also, I believe there's a closing date on registration as well.
Yes, absolutely. So if you would like to register for the workshop, you can go to sprucerute.org. On the homepage, you'll see upcoming workshop financial wellness banner. Just kind of click and follow there. And then registration closes December 2nd. And there is, that's a Monday at 5 o'clock that evening. So you have until then to register. And there is a $25 fee for the workshop. But we do not want that fee to be a barrier to anyone who would like to participate in the workshop. So if that is at all a barrier for you, you can shoot us an email at sprucerute, or excuse me, at grow@sprucerute.org, and let us know. And when you're doing that registration, that information is all there for you to see as well.
So, great. So now people know how to register, but they might be wondering exactly who it's for and if this workshop is for them. Some of those things might have sounded interesting, but if you were to kind of tell listeners who should come, what would you say? Who is this for?
Yeah, so anyone in Southeast, any Sea Alaska shareholders outside of the region are also welcome. And it's a really great workshop if you have been wanting to work on your finances, but you're just not really sure where to start. If you maybe have a little bit of that extra money and you're curious as to how you can use that to kind of grow some more wealth for yourself, it's a really great workshop for folks like that. Or if you just have some questions about finances and you're just not, again, not sure like how to get started, or maybe you've used a budget in the past but kind of fallen off and have a really hard time kind of sticking to some of those financial goals or habits that you're trying to create for yourself, this is a great workshop to kind of reinvigorate that.
Okay. And there's I guess I'd love to talk a little bit about some stories you have of past participants or people who have used resources with Spruce Root. Kind of what have been some of the, there have been some success stories.
Yeah, absolutely. So, in addition to our workshops, we also offer financial wellness one-on-one coaching, and that is a free service. Again, access through sprucerute.org. You can find how to get a hold of me and the intake form and everything on our website. But through that, I've seen like great success with a few clients. Some people come to me when they're trying to buy a home for the first time, and you know, that's a new expense and just kind of unsure of how to go about that process and how to figure out what their budget should look like moving forward. I've had a lot of clients that I work with are in this place of, I know that I need to take control of my finances, but I just don't know where to start, or it feels like the last thing that I can get to on my to-do list, and it just keeps getting pushed away and keeps getting pushed away. Recently, I had a client who that was kind of the case, and they came to me and they had all of the skills, all of the information. It was really just taking the time to put the information into a spreadsheet, into a way that made sense for them. And then we also like to talk about kind of ritualizing your wellness journey and finding, and this comes into habit formation, so that you're no longer making choices, but rather these things become habits. And so one of the things that was like really successful with this client is her and her partner were struggling to kind of create that household budget together, you know, kids, all the things. And they were able to come together and once a month have this ritual where it was date night, but also able to review their finances. And that was a huge win. That was kind of a point of contention. You know, it was hard to talk about at times, felt stressful. And so it was really great to see that come through and, you know, right in time for the holidays coming up, alleviate a lot of that stress. They created a budget together for Christmas. So it's really fun getting to work with people one-on-one.
Well, and I do want to highlight what you mentioned, which is that you offer, Spruce Root offers free one-on-one coaching. So anyone in Southeast Alaska, it's free to anyone in Southeast Alaska, but also Southeast Alaska shareholders, if they're anywhere, they also can access that for free. So they should definitely reach out to you, Haley, go to sprucerute.org. And that's also where you should go if you want to register for this upcoming workshop, which happens December 12th and 13th virtually from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. But you have until December 2nd to register. And again, that's at sprucerute.org. I've been speaking with Haley Armstrong, who is a financial wellness program manager at Spruce Root. Thank you for your time this morning. It was great chatting with you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.